This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen. Haitians go to the polls today to elect a new president. It's been a long and contentious road to Election Day, already postponed once after there were allegations of fraud and voter intimidation in the first round. Further complicating matters was the raucous return of former President Jean-Bertrand Aristide. He arrived in the Haitian capital Friday after 7 years in exile. NPR's Carrie Kahn reports from Port-au-Prince, Haiti.
Former President Aristide's return raised concerns that he would disrupt today's election. But since arriving on Friday, he hasn't said much. In front of his residence in a Port-au-Prince suburb, all is quiet except for a few men scrubbing muddy footprints off the concrete wall surrounding the compound. Il Fitzbasil says they're cleaning the marks left behind by the hundreds who scaled the wall Friday, trying to get a glimpse at him. The twice-elected Aristide is still widely popular among Haiti's poor, and thousands turned out for his homecoming. Fitzbasil said he's so happy Aristide is back, he can't stop jumping up and down with joy. However, the presidential candidates aren't so happy. Former First Lady Mirlan Maniga and popular Haitian singer Michel Martelly were never fans of Aristide. Both are ideological opposites of the populist leftist Aristide. But Maniga and Martelly have toned down their criticism of Aristide recently so as not to alienate his supporters. Maxime Bonnet says he wishes Aristide was on the ballot, but he plans to cast his vote for Martelly.
We need a change in this country. With all the horrible things that have happened recently, we need someone new.
Hundreds of thousands displaced from last year's earthquake still live in wretched tent encampments, and a stubborn cholera outbreak continues to claim lives. While Michel Martelly may be a newcomer to politics, he's a well-known compa music performer here. Martelly easily masters the mellow merengue-style beat, but his pop star persona is anything but soothing. He's admitted to smoking pot and using cocaine. On stage, he's dressed like a woman and mooned his audience. For her part, the 70-year-old Maniga, a university professor, plays up the differences in Martelly's lack of presidential presence. She likes to point out that the 50-year-old singer doesn't even have a college degree. In recent weeks, the candidate's rhetoric and jabs have heated up, which worries Colin Grandison, who heads an election observation team of the Organization of American States.
I think that up until about 2 weeks ago, 10 days ago, we were relatively confident. We're starting to have doubts now.
He says election officials are not as organized as they need to be to pull off a more credible contest than what took place during the primary last November. Allegations of voter fraud, intimidation, and ballot stuffing were widely reported. Grandison says as late as yesterday, some poll workers were still getting trained.
Too many things were left for the last moment. And the things that are done at the last moment, they're done in a rush. They're not going to be done as effectively and as fully as it should have been done, and that obviously has a, or can have a negative impact on the day.
But despite the problems, Grandison says he thinks voter participation will be high. Even the return of former President Aristide may not affect the vote. Aristide has remained holed up in his residence and has not made any endorsements in the race. The former president's charitable foundation, the youth choir practices, everyone here says they're going to vote.
If you want our country to change, we're going to go that.
23-year-old Pierre-François Davin says the youth of Haiti will vote for change. They'll have to wait to find out who the winner will be. Election results won't be released until March 31st. Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Port-au-Prince.